Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, here we go. Get logged into Twitter, get settled into the seat, and a Wednesday is off. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Going to be a wild, wild run to the end of the week. What a weekend ahead with the NCAA tournament underway. Oh, by the way, as we get started here, Hugh, good morning to you.
Good morning. You still log into your Twitter account on that computer? You haven't learned your lesson?
Well, I don't know how you do it on your phone.
Come on, John. Stop it. You know how to download the Twitter app to your phone. Stop
No. I do. I have it on my phone. It's just too hard to type. My thumbs don't work with it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, you know,
typing
on the phone.
You'll learn once they put some Twitter feed.
Don't you both start it on me. I already got Twitter. I already got beef with you walking in the door.
John, how hard is it to click the log out button?
We got beef. Oh, my God.
John won't start talking trash about St. Bonaventure, Florida.
That's not how this started.
Then he decides to chime in about a conversation he's not a part of about peanut butter between Wendy and myself.
Excuse me. You're talking about – you made a disparaging remark about crunchy peanut butter. I was going to defend crunchy peanut butter right then and there.
Not to you, though. Wasn't your place?
It doesn't
your
matter.
Place?
If you make a disparaging remark about crunchy peanut butter, I'm going to step into that.
John's
hey.
The peanut butter police.
I like my peanut butter creamy. What can I say?
Well, wow. 6:02, and it's going down.
Me, yeah.
You know, Bo makes a remark. He says, I'm worried about St. Bonaventure. And I said, you ought to be. I mean, St. Bonaventure won in the NCAA tournament late last night, beat UCLA. And they're going to play Florida in their next game. And all I said was, you know, want to be. And he starts cracking on me for my team sucking. Well, of course my team sucks. I never said they didn't.
Yeah, all five of them. You have like eight in basketball,
I have eight or nine in basketball. That's correct. That's correct.
You really do. Go ahead and name them. You like Wake Forest because you work there. You like San Diego State because you work there.
I like Tennessee Chattanooga because I work there. I like Nebraska because I worked and went to school there.
You like Indiana because your wife's a fan, right. So you have to be.
I like Georgia Tech because I covered them for years and years and years and years. And I like, you know, Creighton because that was the first team I rooted for. So,
well, if it makes you feel better, I got San Diego State winning the national title in my bracket.
No, that didn't make me feel better. You picking a game is not going to make me feel better. You like creamy peanut butter. That's kind of done there.
You wear your hat like a hibachi chef, so.
We got beef over peanut butter. Well, I don't know how I feel about that level of petty. That's pretty petty.
This is what I got up in the morning to come in here for.
How I feel about that one.
Falcons fans, I love you, love you, love you. Love you a long time, but you got to relax, okay? Just take a breath. Speaking of my Twitter feed, man of mercy. You, come on, stop. We haven't done this. We haven't done that. We haven't done that. I mean, the panic that's inside the Brotherhood right now in the nation is, like, ridiculous.
I don't know who follows you on Twitter that pushes these panic buttons so quickly. I haven't seen any of these. I mean, what's going on y'all guys' Twitter feed?
I don't follow these people. These people either tweet at me or Twitter has this new thing that I really hate and I wish I could get rid of it. It's... you may like this because so-and-so follows this.
Right.
And so I saw people that were interacting with, like, I do follow Carl Dukes. And people were tweeting at Carl, so I'm seeing their tweets to Carl.
Right.
And they're, oh, they got so-and-so and so-and-so, and we've done nothing. And it's like, guys, one guy tweeted me last night and said, make me feel better. I'm panicking. And I said, okay, well, most of the teams that really win free agency do it in week two, not day one of free agency. Because you look at the teams that have made the biggest moves and have bolstered their roster the most, they've waited and got the value guys, and they didn't need these big guys. Like the Muhammad Wilkerson thing with Green Bay, okay, is he going to quit there like he quit in New York? I mean, he was underachiever. Good for them. They got him on a good deal. That's great.
You know what? To me, the first day of free agency is it breaks down to two kind of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that feel like they're a player away, then they go out and overpay with somebody, mm-hmm. or teams that are trying to rebuild something or trying to
or desperate.
That word works too, John. That word works too. Yeah, desperate. If they're a desperate team, they go out and they do things like that. And normally, when you look at it, when teams make a whole bunch of free agent moves, you can make in the history of the NFL, you can look, and sometimes these moves don't always work out like that. Like especially these big time free agent moves, some of them go south real quick.
That's a great point. I mean, we talk. I think there's an assumption that because everybody who picked, I think fans look at it and say everybody Hugh who got picked up is going to be at their absolute premium and an all pro this year.
But not only that, John, it's teams that are feel like this person to get them over the hump, or that person,
mm-hmm.
or other teams are like, we need to make a splash in free agency, or we need to do something because we just lost so-and-so. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. It's moves out of desperation, or the moves out of the fact you say, hey, this guy right here will get us over the hump. You should feel good that your team's not making a whole lot of roster moves. That means that they have most of their core guys intact, and they're going to look for the right pieces to fit to this puzzle that's going to get them right back in the hunt.
I know this is a little early for this, but I can't help myself. When you were a free agent and you were going from, you know, and deciding like Kansas City and Jacksonville, like for instance there, what was there pressure to get something done immediately and on both teams or?
Well, no, it was just like, you wanted to hurry up and get it done. Like my agent was like, you want to hurry up and get a deal done. You don't want to wait around. You want to make sure you get that out the way so you can move on to the next phase of it. But for me, it was between Jacksonville and Kansas City. I chose Jacksonville, but it was one of those things where, no, it wasn't like I was under pressure to sign fast. It was just that you wanted to hurry up and get it done before teams moved on or whatever. You wanted to get your money first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you did that.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, but, you bring up a good point. Everybody presumes that everybody they just signed is going to be a superstar, right? And that's the presumption. Oh, he's going to have the superstar season to carry us all the way. How many people thought that, like when the Redskins signed Albert Haynesworth, or when Philadelphia had, what was it, Nnamdi Asamoah? Yeah, right, that year.
I mean, but this is the great job that the NFL does. It everything is drama. Everything is like over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, like the legal tampering period has really, just got going. And yesterday, all you heard were breaking stories before we're even allowed to sign contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're breaking stories. So this is one of those things where it makes people feel like if you don't have anything to talk about with your team, then you lost. Oh my gosh. Billy's down the street talking about what his Detroit Lions have done. Damn it, my team hasn't done anything. So now I'm mad at them because they haven't made a move in free agency. You should feel good right now because your team is basically intact. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. They just won the Super Bowl. They're in a position where they have to start letting guys go, some good players. Mm-hmm. They have to let them go and try to figure out again. The Atlanta Falcons are in a good spot. What, 2 years removed from a Super Bowl appearance? So, I mean, they're in a good spot. They feel like they're in a good spot. You don't have to make a whole lot of moves. You work with the pieces that you have. You might upgrade the guard position, might get a younger pass rusher. But as far as having a bunch of pieces that you need, mm-hmm. you don't really need that.
Right.
You
don't, that's kind of what I think. That. I mean, I don't think that the Falcons are not a team that needs to go out. A, they don't need a quarterback. B, they don't need necessarily a superstar in other positions. The Falcons have superstars. I mean, they've got Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and Deion Jones and Keanu Neal and Grady Jarrett.
I don't think it's about having a superstar, John. It's about having a contender.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, the Falcons are in contention. That's how they feel. That's why they are standing pat. You know, other teams like, say, the Rams.
Right.
They're moving some of their defensive players because they feel defensively they need to get better. They haven't really made too many offensive moves. you look at their defense, and they're like, okay, we need to get better at these key positions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we might need to get better in the wide receiver spots and all this other stuff, but we need to get better in these key positions. We got a good – we got a pretty good core of guys. We get some more leaders in here. We get some more playmakers. Then we're right back in it.
All right. See, it's going to be a fun Wednesday and maybe even a great Wednesday for you. If you win $1,000 right now and you get kind of all worked up in the morning, this is the best hour, the best show in the entire cluster in terms of winners for our $1,000 national signing bonus.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
close. How close do you want to get to someone? Close. How close would you like to get to $1,000? How about having it in your hand close? You have to 659 to text the word close to CLOSE, close to 72881. That's close to 72881, CLOSE. Would that also be close? Could it be close? You want to close the deal here?
It's spelled the same way, right? Isn't it? So, yeah.
Is it close or close? Does it matter?
Well, John, the list I get is not a definition, just a word. So you can say it's either one.
Okay.
Let's ask Google.
Message and data rates may apply to CLOSE 72881. Do not text and drive. Do I have to tell you not to text and drive? Don't you see the signs up there? I mean, you've seen the PSAs, for crying out loud, pull into the racetrack. Be safe. All right. That's what we're saying. NCAA tournament last night, just quickly, Radford beat LIU Brooklyn. So if you picked LIU Brooklyn to advance beyond the first round, you're sort of out of luck. And St. Bonaventure beat UCLA. The Pac-12 was bitching and moaning. Yeah, we only got three teams in. You left USC out, and UCLA went out there last night and got beat by St. Bonaventure.
Yeah, that was their first win in the NCAA tournament in 48 years. But I didn't see it because, man, nobody watches those play-in games there but you, John Freaky.
Oh, so you didn't watch the Radford, LIPUI, whatever they were, Brooklyn game?
I didn't watch that rally. No, I did not. Did I see that volley of baskets being made? No, I did not.
Well, I did watch that game because I am that guy. There were a lot of threes. They would just come down and just pull up. I mean, both teams, it looked like they had mimicked their game on Steph Curry, every player on the court.
Everybody wants to shoot the three now. Everybody wants to shoot the three. It's a nice thing to do.
Well, the tournament continues tonight, the second half of the first four. Tonight, North Carolina Central takes on Texas Southern. That's at 6:45. And then Arizona State, which had an incredible start of the season. They were like 14 or 15-0, and then they cooled off. Another Pac-12 team. Taking on the Cuse, so Syracuse and Arizona State at 9:15, NC Central and Texas Southern 6:45, Arizona State, Syracuse at 9:15. Both of those games are live right here on Sports.
You know
Radio
what? I think I picked North Carolina State in between Texas Southern and North Carolina, and I did pick that game because the Wolfpack, they jump on the Tiger, they jump them. That was my rationale. But then I got to reading, and it says the Tigers' bite pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Is so intense that it'll snap the neck of a wolf in like one snap. So I changed my pick. I just thought that I would share that with you, John Freaky.
But that's always one of those things I used to say to all animals fight, what animal wins? Because they say the lion is the king of the jungle. And I always thought all animals fight, elephants win. I mean, they just go boom. You're dead.
I think the gorilla wins.
I think an elephant would kill a gorilla. I mean, it's an elephant, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I guess you have a point.
Well, there were no gorillas on my bracket, so I did not have that dilemma.
I'm 0-2 so far with my picks for vacations.
Really?
Yeah.
You would rather go to Brooklyn than to Virginia? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Yeah. I can understand not wanting to go to upstate New York. There's nothing wrong with that. Good wine country. Quarterbacks are us. Who is headed where? At least 8 teams are going to have new quarterbacks next season. We'll tell you what it looks like next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Monday through Friday.
Swap things where you check your...
At the freaking goal line!
We're going to fill 5 hours of radio. You're going to love it.
And all through the weekend.
Football is easy. Coaches make it hard.
Just let me be a man.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's the morning show on Sports Radio 90. Join the game on this Wednesday. We are on standby mode all day long for for more news. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're on standby for Falcons news. It just means that there are other, despite all the flurry of activity, there are more free agents out there that have to sign deals with teams, some fairly big names, and there could still be more trades now that the league year is underway.
Yeah, it's going to be yesterday it was a lot going on. It was a few stories that I had to go back and just get a recap because it was a lot going on. It was a lot that happened fast. And I was telling Bo, I was talking to Bo this morning, and I just thought it was ironic that, you know, Brent Celek was released yesterday as well from the Philadelphia Eagles, longest tenured Philadelphia Eagle that they had there. And not so much a blip, like you didn't see nothing about it until, like, that's when I checked my Twitter feed. And I just thought that was kind of ironic because Brenton Sully was a pretty good tight end, mm-hmm. pretty good tight end. I know that they got Ertz there now, and he was the mainly the focal point. But I thought Brenton Sully was good for them. And, you know, he'll probably get a job somewhere else. Wonder if Coach Quinn or those guys will look at him.
Right, yeah, you know, I think Brent Salk has still got some game left in him.
He does, and he wouldn't be your number one target. Definitely not would definitely not be your number one target, but somebody you could potentially look at.
Well, and again, you're right. I mean, it was barely a blip on the radar because of all the gigantic, massive news. I mean, Drew Brees going back to New Orleans. Did he take a hometown discount to go back for 2 years to New Orleans? Maybe. The Minnesota Vikings. You know, I think the Vikings had locked in on Drew on Kirk Cousins, obviously. They had a deal done. He gets 3 years and $84 million today.
Guaranteed. Do you know what that means? You know how significant, like, people are really downplaying this, but Kirk Cousins' deal is huge for the NFL. It could really, he set a precedent where he could potentially change the way that contracts are done in the NFL. You know, his money is fully guaranteed. You know what that means, John? That means if he wanted to, he could go up to the owner and slap him across his lips twice, slap him twice, and get fired and still get all of his money, like every dime. Do you imagine what kind of power you got when you can do that?
A lot of people would like to just slap Ziggy Bill.
Just imagine if you could go to work this morning, your money is fully guaranteed,
right?
And you could just slap your boss across the lips like twice, like just slap his lips. Like that would be just so, that is bananas to me that he has that kind of contract where, you know, in the NFL. Where it's mm-hmm. fully guaranteed. And if, listen, Matt Ryan, if you're listening, you are in a position right now where you could really help set a precedent in the NFL and something that football players have been trying to have happen for years. You can get these contracts fully guaranteed. That's what players want, not because every other contract is fully guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah, so the NFL is trying to get the same thing.
Well, Matt Ryan is certainly on the clock because the two big guns left are Ryan and Rodgers because Brees is done, Cousins is done. You know, Garoppolo's done. Everybody else is done. And so now here come Ryan and Rodgers, and we start to expect that maybe Matt Ryan's deal will start to leak out because Tom Condon, who is the agent for Matt Ryan, also the agent for Drew Brees. So maybe we get news today. I don't know. I'm not counting on it, but it could happen. And it certainly, if the news happens when the league year opens at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we'll pass it along to you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so the eight teams are going to have, you know, not short of injury or a rookie coming in and winning the job, like, you know, Deshaun Watson in Houston. Eight teams are going to have new quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks next year. Which one of these eight has done the best? Now, the one we don't know about is the Bills. Well, we don't know what the Bills are going to do. They're probably going to have a rookie starter. Maybe they go after A.J. McCarron. The Vikings get Kirk Cousins. The Broncos get Case Keenum. The Browns get Tyrod Taylor, maybe a rookie. The Cardinals get Sam Bradford. The Redskins get Alex Smith. The Chiefs have Pat Mahomes now. And the Jets have Teddy Bridgewater, maybe Josh McCown, maybe a rookie. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Wait a minute, John. The way you phrased that question was you kind of left it open-ended where you, I don't know if you're talking about what's the best, who did the best. Was it the best quarterback? Who was the best quarterback?
No,
who was the best team?
Which team won the most?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Well, you just give me. Here's my thing.
No,
is Kirk Cousins that much better than Case Keenum?
Not with the numbers that I've given you from Rich Samini like a week ago when he has like right. his top 10 wins against teams that have winning records was not that great, and only one win in the NFC East.
Alex Smith, because we forget about him because his deal was done so long ago, a big upgrade in the Redskins.
You know what? I forgot about that. I think between the two. Between Case Keenum going to Minnesota, potentially, and Alex Smith going to the Washington Redskins, I think the Washington Redskins got the better quarterback, and I'm gonna tell you why. It's because Alex Smith is a safe. He's a safe better. Like he's not gonna bet. He's not a gambler. He's gonna take care of the football. He's not gonna light you. He's not gonna light it up. But he's a good enough quarterback that if you put enough pieces around him, that he can get the job done. I mean, you can say that about most of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
True, of course.
But that's kind of what he is. I think that with Case Keenum, Kirk Cousins, I think that he's going to be under a lot more pressure because now with all the reports, I mean, you got to listen to the storyline. They feel that their quarterback play was so abysmal that Kirk Cousins can get us to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically like the move that they made to get him with that guaranteed money, John, has made it look like basically they have made their reservations for Atlanta. Like, seriously, they've made their reservation because that was the one thing that we did not have last year. We went down in the Lions' Den against the Saints, and we beat them on a last play. And we go up to Philadelphia, and we lay an egg. We go out there, we lay an egg. So, yes, he was the problem. We need to upgrade our quarterback, and Kirk Cousins is the guy that's going to take us to the promised land.
Make no mistake, the Rick Spielman, the GM in Minnesota, Mike Zimmer, the head coach, and John DeFilippo, who left Philadelphia, who was quarterback coach of Philadelphia, because remember the Vikings had a changeover in the whole Pat Shurmur thing, and he goes over and becomes the guy in Minnesota,
yeah,
right? And so you got DeFilippo with Mike. They were holding here. They were raising champagne glasses. We got Kirk Cousins here.
Yeah, because think about this, people.
That is promised land stuff.
That's he falls in the category of what I explained earlier about the team that is one player away.
Right.
They feel like they're one player away. They feel like they've made a big enough splash. They've stuck their flagpole in the ground and proclaimed the fact that they're going to be in Atlanta this year because they made a big move that's going to get them over the top. I mean, that's how confident they feel in their quarterback, and I'm pretty sure their fan base feels the same way about it.
Well, I have no doubt of that. I mean, this is what happens when you think of Kirk Cousins and put him in the same category as Aaron Rodgers. Now, maybe he goes out there and has that kind of a year. Look, I'm not saying that Kirk Cousins can't play, and we're really going to find out now because there's no question that Minnesota's a better team top to bottom than the Washington Redskins, and the organization isn't as screwed up as that organization in D.C., and that organization in D.C. is whacked out of its mind because the owner is kind of like a whack job. I mean, come on. We all know that. And so Kirk Cousins is going to have an opportunity now, but he better perform because they just gave him 3 years and $84 million
guaranteed. John, his money is guaranteed. He is the only – like, he's a trivia question. Who's the first NFL player in the history of the game to have his contract fully guaranteed? Fully. Like, he could go out today. Like, after he signed his deal, he could go and say, I don't feel like playing football no more. Thank you very much. And just walk away. And there's nothing that they can do to him. He go ride a motorcycle and have a little accident. Don't want him to have an accident, but just saying. And he's done playing. Like, he's done. And they have to pay him. Like, all of his money. Like, there is no game to be played. He gets all of his money. That is huge. That is huge for the NFL.
And one other quick thing. We're talking, obviously, about free agency yesterday. There's an arms race going on in the NFC North. And we've been seeing this waiting to happen. Aaron Rodgers, of course, going to re-sign in Green Bay. Green Bay has gone whole hog. They signed Muhammad Wilkerson. They signed Jimmy Graham. And then they cut Jordy Nelson. You have the Vikings spending all that money on Kirk Cousins. The Bears go out and they get Allen Robinson. They go out and get Trey Burton to help Mitch Trubisky. There's an arms race in the NFC North. Now, we could talk about Jimmy Graham and what it might mean for Aaron Rodgers to have that kind of a tight end, that receiving tight end in Green Bay.
No, you know what's funny? Because initially what I thought about, I'm like, oh, they got Jimmy Graham. He's getting a little older. And so I looked up his stats, John, and I was about to say, he only had 52 receptions. For 520 yards and 10 TDs. I'm like, okay.
And he didn't have Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball.
You know what I mean? For 9 seasons in the NFL, man, ain't bad. I was like, can't use that one. Yeah, that's another weapon for him. I would venture to say that's an upgrade.
Well, they cut Jordy Nelson. Is Jordy Nelson done? Or could we – you talked
he
about
– He could potentially get a job somewhere else.
Well, you know, he's a big – you know, people forget. Jordy Nelson's a big guy. I mean, he's not a little guy. Jordy's like 6'4 almost. How about Jordy Nelson here for a one-year deal? I know that Thomas Dimitroff doesn't like one-year deals, but there's your big wide receiver. I'm just saying, if you're listening, no, going into Flowery Branch this morning.
Okay. Let's do this. What's the wide receiver? I can't remember his name from Ohio State. But anyway,
Terrell Pryor. I'd rather have Pryor.
Thank you. And he's cheaper.
I'd rather have Jordy Nelson. And I don't think the cheapness, they're going to be close to the same.
You think so?
This point in his career.
It is a busy Wednesday, thundering through the great sounds of the National Football League. When we get back, we'll tell you what else today is on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The National Signing Bonus.
12 times a day to win.
We're giving away $300,000.
$300,000. The National Signing Bonus.
Listen all day to win on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, this is old school kind of stuff that I would have grown up with.
Do you know what this is, John?
Mr. Jones?
No. I don't even know what this is.
It's Quincy Jones razzmatazz.
You mean that disco razzmatazz?
Yeah.
That don't sound like, well, I guess I ain't heard it in a while.
Think about the Michael Jackson records of this time and listen to this.
Now I remember it. Yeah. Okay. Look at John Fricky knowing stuff.
Well, it is before, like, what, 1990? So John
1989. I'm musically arrested. If it happened before 1989, I'm okay.
Then John knows that.
1959 to 1989, I'm probably all right.
But Quincy Jones turns 85 years old today. He's been nominated for 79 Grammys. Has won 27 of them.
He's been 79 Grammys.
And now he dry snitching.
Nominated for diarrhea of the mouth.
He's snitching on
dead
people.
Tell the story.
No, he was just.
You can read it on the internet.
Yeah, because it's a little, what did they say, not Google worthy at work?
It's incriminating.
What
is it?
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work. Yeah, I couldn't think of that. Yeah, but yeah, he was telling everybody else's business but his own. That's what he was doing. Oh. Yeah, Quincy was dry snitching.
Oh, man. Well, I guess Google that on your phone before
make sure you do that.
Or on your personal laptop.
Because there's some salacious materials. Salacious.
Well, some sad news from overnight. Scientist who we've known who's been suffering from ALS, I think for the past 50 years, has really defied it. Stephen Hawking has passed away at the age of 76. His family said, quote, "He was a great scientist and an extraordinary man whose work and legacy will live on for many years. His courage and persistence with his brilliance and humor inspired people across the world." Of course, the movie Theory of Everything was based on his life.
As Stephen Hawking, one of the true inspirations to a lot of people, you know, and people are pointing out, and because Albert Einstein died on this day, that Albert Einstein died on the same, Albert Einstein was born today. Albert Einstein's birthday is the same day that Stephen Hawking died, and they both happened on Pi Day.
I know.
How weird.
It's kind of a beautiful irony.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You know, so, you know, that it happened on Pi Day, you know, and what is Pi? Does anybody remember what Pi was from?
3.14. It's kind of the number that was, like, it's infinity. It doesn't ever
infinity.
Stop.
Right. So they celebrate, not the kind of pi, but P-I-pi, 3.141, whatever, 25976, or whatever it is.
Go ahead, Hugh.
National Pi Day.
It is National Pi Day.
Bruh.
Have you not heard of Pi Day before? P-I Day?
Yes, I have.
Y'all just going to keep this going, huh?
Listen, I'm allowed to have my own show in my head sometimes when I can't say it on the air. I can do that. That keeps me out of trouble. So allow me to laugh and snicker and do what I do because I'm pretty sure that somebody in the car understands exactly what I'm thinking. So
we're going to get to what you're thinking in just a second because this is also a day. Pi Day is also a day where pizza places and other restaurants and stores will offer discounts.
That's still not what he's thinking, but we can keep it moving.
No, I know it's not about Pi Day. I know exactly what you
I'm allowed to
thinking.
Have thoughts in my head that I don't have
because
to share
today,
with you.
Today is also another special day, which I'll get to in a second. But we do have a Vision Computer poll at 929 The Game. Since today is Pi Day, Hugh, stop laughing. We have to ask, what is the best type of pie? Is it a P-I-E? Is it a pizza pie? just regular dessert pie, chicken pot pie, or Frito pie.
You have to choose from the choices,
yes,
okay?
On the list, Hugh.
You can't give your own choice.
Right, that's what I'm thinking, too.
And I think what Hugh is laughing at, today is Men's Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Which is the and best way to put it. Is yes. Today's.
It's just the irony of this whole day.
Men's Valentine's Day. What do you speak?
Yes, it's Men's Valentine's Day today.
Men's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Why aren't there any commercals or K-Jewelers?
You can kind of choose from if you want a filet or a T-bone or a prime rib or a salad.
You get to choose your meat.
No, no salad.
Am I missing something?
It's steak and day, right. By the way, you got to vote in the pie poll. It's Vision Computer.
Chicken.
I got you.
All right. Remember
that song?
Tell them where they can vote.
I got you.
Chicken. Woo!
I think he's been excited about today.
I got you now.
Yesterday.
Okay, I got you. Sorry, I didn't know.
The Vision Computer poll.
Vision Computer poll. The Twitter poll is brought to you by Vision Computers, where the average hold time is less than 15 seconds. And you can use your Vision Computer. I'm a Vision Computer guy. Ooh. To use the Google. And because it comes loaded, you don't have to put anything on there. You get it from Vision Computer, and you go in there and use the Google to find out what Men's Valentine Day is.
Yes, you can Google that and what kind of steak you'd like. He was very excited. He's got tears in his eyes.
Just the way that these 2 days came together, Pie Day and Men's Valentine's Day, I am the happiest I've ever been in ever today.
You are so in tears.
Oh, good googly moogly.
That was pretty funny when D went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't, Bo had to just come clean.
We're trying to say it in,
I got
in
you.
The most
eloquent way.
But that was very eloquent with you guys.
Yes.
I didn't know if his mic was on, though, so I had to do the symbol.
I know. I saw it. Trust me.
You did what?
I can't get that out of my brain.
No, you didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not.
He did pantomime.
See, where I sit in the studio, I have my
he
back
was playing
to
charades in there, and I went, oh,
he was playing
no.
charades.
So I can't see what's going on.
No, that'll never be out of my mind.
It rhymes with OJ. Wordplay.
No, it doesn't.
What?
It does not rhyme with that.
It doesn't rhyme with orange juice.
It does not rhyme with orange juice.
It was just, hey, it was a clever play on words.
You go, it rhymes with OJ. No, it doesn't.
Somebody caught what I meant. Somebody caught it.
Nobody caught that, Hugh Douglas.
In my mind.
Well, Hugh, what kind of steak you picking out?
I like the fillet.
Well, that is a good point. What is your favorite cut of steak? Mine's the porterhouse.
Music's playing.
Yes. Happy Men's Valentine's Day, couples out there. Happy.
You can celebrate
Day.
With us at the Unity Game tomorrow. Join on 92.9 The Game, V103, WAOK. Tomorrow, we host the Unity Game. Hawks take it on the Charlotte Hornets at 7:30. $5 of every ticket purchased through hawks.com/unity will go to the Thomasville Boys and Girls Club and Agnes Jones Elementary. So we really want you to get tickets to the game. Come join us at hawks.com/unity and be able to have a portion of your ticket go to the Thomasville Boys and Girls Club and the Agnes Jones Elementary. It is tomorrow, 7:30 at Phillips Arena. We're all going to be there for the Hawks and Charlotte in the Unity game. When we get back, the Atlanta Falcons kind of, standing a little close to the vest. And we'll see where we do stand with the Falcons now as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and always on 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.